The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. The names of the 12 apostles are these. First, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus: Do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation: The kingdom of heaven is at hand. The Gospel of the Lord. This past June, the priests of our diocese had the blessed experience of Bishop Eric Pohlmeier delivering our annual priests' retreat. Not only did Bishop Pohlmeier share how to live the gifts of confirmation with wisdom and eloquence, but it was amazing to see the Holy Spirit working through him as a successor to the apostles. Why was that so surprising? Well, because just 4 years ago, Bishop Pohlmeier was sitting next to me at the annual priest retreat and listening and learning from someone else. In other words, Bishop Pohlmeier was one of us, a priest. And now he is not one of us. He is a bishop. And that difference cannot be overstated. You see, I was in seminary at the same time as Bishop Pohlmeier, although he studied in Rome and I went to Emmitsburg, Maryland. But we vacationed together. One memorable trip to Ireland, we still joke about drinking a pint at Dirty Nelly's, as well as to San Francisco. There we visited the infamous prison Alcatraz, and they made me stand under a huge sign that said in red letters, "Indians welcome." You may recall that Alcatraz was briefly commandeered by Native Americans. In any case, this man was my close friend, and still is a close friend. But now that he is a bishop, he is not one of us. Bishops are not just quantitatively different from priests, they are qualitatively different. And that's a good thing, especially for the church. In the gospel today, Jesus also highlights the dramatic difference between priests and bishops. But he speaks in the scriptural categories of disciple and apostle. What's the difference between a disciple and an apostle? Well, it's almost exactly the same difference as between a priest and a bishop. That is, a disciple is a learner, someone who is growing in discipline. Notice, disciple and discipline have the same Latin root, discere, meaning to learn. Just like at the priest's retreat this past June, we priests sat in chairs and tried to learn something. Priests are disciples. But to become an apostle is no longer to sit in the chair and learn, but to go to the front of the class and teach something, like Bishop Pohlmeier did last month, and he did so brilliantly. Hence, we read the critical words in today's gospel. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus. In other words, Jesus had taught these 12, and now they must teach others. Apostle comes from the word apostolos, meaning sent out. And indeed, Bishop Pohlmeier was sent out of Arkansas to become the bishop of the Diocese of St. Augustine. The good bishop could no longer sit next to us at the annual priest retreat because he is not a disciple, but an apostle. Put bluntly, he's no longer one of us, poor priests. By the way, have you noticed there's also a similar line of demarcation between disciple and apostle in the world of lay people like yourselves? That is, there is a decisive moment when you too transition from being a student, a learner, a disciple, to becoming a teacher, an instructor, a bishop. Can you guess when that moment occurs for all of y'all? It's not just when you get married, although that is highly significant. It's when you have a baby. A friend of mine likes to call having a baby induced maturity. In other words, you finally grow up. But think about fatherhood and motherhood as becoming a bishop. Why? Well, because as a mother and father, your task is to teach your children and to feed them, not just baby formula, but with the milk of truth. That is, you can no longer just sit in class and soak up the words of wisdom from other teachers, like we priests did this past June from Bishop Pohlmeier. You must get up and go to the front of the class, filled with your children. Open your mouth and teach them the truth. This difference between disciple and apostle, priest and bishop, single person and parent, is why the Catechism calls families a domestic church. We read in number 1656, "For this reason, the Second Vatican Council, using an ancient expression, calls the family the ecclesia domestica, the domestic church." It goes on. "It is in the bosom of the family that parents are by word and example the first heralds of the faith with regard to their children." And by the way, whenever friends get married and have children and try to hang out with their friends who don't have children, they have a good time. But those who don't have children can't escape the feeling as they look at their friends who are parents. They're no longer one of us. And that is a good thing, especially for the church. Praised be Jesus Christ.